Hey, this is Lexi. Book me for singing, songwriting, vocal production, engineering, and lessons through social media at LexiATL, email at LexiSolo@gmail.com, text at 404-692-1299, or go to my website, LexiATL.com. Right now, you're tuned into my podcast, Lex Chat, a show dedicated to music and entertainment, where we talk about the industry and the business, and we help each other to become better artists and better creatives. You can catch these chats live on Instagram at LexiATL, that's at LexiATL, to be part of the conversation, or catch the replays on YouTube and podcast platforms. Wherever you're watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, and engage with the content by leaving comments and reviews. This week on Lex Chat, let's chat about music publishing. What is it? Why is it important? And how will it make you money? This topic was requested by Mr. R.L. Stafford underscore something else. I'm sorry, I forgot your handle there, buddy. But thank you, Mr. Stafford, for requesting this subject. And it's funny because I know what music publishing is, but I also don't fully understand it myself, at least not all the complexities of it, because there's a lot of complexities within music. But this is an opportunity for me to teach you and to have a refresher for myself and learn more about music publishing. If this sounds like a topic you'd be interested in chatting about, stay tuned. Baby, I need love and affection. I need real connection. Don't be scared to do it. Put more than a touch into it. More than what I want you, what I need. Open up, I'm more than what you see. Alrighty, so y'all just heard the song Lovers in This War by yours truly from the Love Reset album. And you can find that song on all major streaming platforms. You can also buy the physical CD, because yes, I do have physical CDs. You can buy the physical CDs on my website, www.lexiatl.com. That's LexiATL.com. I'm sorry, Katniss. I just kicked the cat. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, kitty kitty. So yeah, that song was called Lovers in This War. The whole album, 90s R&B vibes. I love it. I love it. I love it. Announcements before we get into the topic. The next virtual coffee date is going to be Sunday, April 7th at 12 p.m. Unless we decide to change the time. But Sunday, April 7th is the next virtual coffee date. So make sure y'all come in for that. Okay. And I think this will be my last time announcing this, but trying to keep Lex Chats shorter, 30 minutes or less, okay? Also, Lex Chats are moving to my YouTube page, Lexi Likes. So I will no longer be posting podcasting or book reviews or any of those things on my Lexi YouTube page. Now you got to go to Lexi Likes to see the podcasts, all right? It'll still be posting on Spotify and Apple and YouTube, it's just as far as the audio portion, Spotify, Apple, Pocket Cast, you know, whatever major podcasting platform, it'll still be posting there. But for YouTube, like to see the visual side of this, you gotta go to and subscribe to the Lexi Likes YouTube page. Please run up them numbers, because it's feeling real sad compared to what I have on my Lexi page. But you know what? My Lexi page needs to be dedicated to my artistry alone, because apparently people get confused that people can do more than one thing. But I want to make it easy for y'all to find the music and anything else associated with the music. So if it's not music related, it's going to be on Lexi Likes, all right? Please make sure you go like and subscribe to that channel. Please and thank you. Now, let's get into this topic. Today we are talking about music publishing, all right? Let me get my materials together. I am going to be giving you some information from two books that I have, and I've owned these books for a very long time now, at least 10 years now I've owned these books. So the first one is all you need to know about the music business. Let me show it better. All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald Passman. Okay. This is the 9th edition, but he's up to the 11th edition now, if I'm not mistaken, which I need to get because this particular edition is 2015. And then the other one that I have, which I still have the paper around it. I need to find the paper for this one. But the other one that I have is This Business of Music, Marketing and Promotion by Tad Lathrop. This is a practical guide to creating a completely integrated marketing and e-marketing campaign. Let's show the camera. This Business of Music, okay? I've quite literally had these books for 10 years now. This edition is 2003, okay? Even though these are old, still great, 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 great information in them. So whatever information I'm presenting to you, majority of it is going to come from these two books, all right? All You Need to Know About the Music Business by Donald Passman. He's like a legend. This is like the Bible if you are into music. And then This Business of Music for Marketing and Promotion, okay? By Tad Lathrop. So let's get into the topic today, all right? Again, I want to thank Mr. Stafford for requesting this topic. Again, before I get into it, though, I did have a question from someone who's on live. Dominion Beats asks, I was going to ask how much you charge to do a reference. Like you already have the song written? You already have the song written, or you want me to write a song that you will then give to your artist? That can range anywhere from $150 to $350, depending on what you're asking for. So, yeah. But you can message me afterwards. We'll chop it up about that. Because sometimes I do trades if I think you're dope. So, yeah. All right, so now let's get into the topic of music publishing, okay? So what is music publishing, okay? If we go into All You Need to Know About the Music Business, music publishing, it's when artists, well, let me read this for you first, okay? Recording artists are entitled to monies payable under the Audio Home Recording Act of 1992, also known as the DART Bill, which stands for Digital Audio Recording Technologies. Also in 1995, Congress added a right to be paid for the digital performance of masters. And in 1998, the right to be paid for streaming. Okay? It's a little history lesson there. Let me skip ahead to page 235. All right. What does a music publisher do? As a songwriter, you may be interested in business, but your talents are best spent in creating. However, someone needs to take care of the business, and that's where the publishing industry came from. A publisher makes the following speech to a songwriter. I'm not going to read that, but basically, the publisher handles the business side of the music, okay? The writer creates it, the artist slash writer creates the song, the music publisher is responsible for getting it out there, okay? Now, This Business of Music has a better way of defining this. I'm trying to get y'all. What page is we on? 229 in this book. So, 229. In essence, music publishing is the set of business activities aimed at exploiting a music composition for profit. In the music business, the term exploit does not have its usual negative connotation. Here, exploit simply means to put to productive use. These activities usually include, but aren't necessarily limited to, marketing, promotion, publication of printed music. I want to say that's like lyric sheets or sheet music, right? They collect fees, They handle money and they take care of the overall business administration. Okay. That is what music publishing is. It's the business side of the music. So there's the creative side for the writer. There's the business side for the music publisher. Most writers and artists don't want to worry about the business side. So you give up 50-50. You own 50% of the song. The publisher got 50% of the song. And they agree to market it for you and get it heard and out to the masses. And that's how that relationship works. Okay? Let me make sure I didn't miss anything from my notes. So the publisher finds the users, issues the licenses, records and downloads, streaming and films. The publisher collects money. The publisher pays the writer. The publisher has administration rights, okay? The publisher will register the music with U.S. Copyright Office to provide legal protection from theft or plagiarism of both music and lyrics. That part is especially important because a lot of us start off as our own publisher. So that means you, as your own publisher, need to be responsible for taking care of your copyrights. It's actually very simple. It's like ecopyright.gov or something, and it's like $55 per registration. And I think you can add up to 10 titles on one registration, but that'll be for another episode of Lex Chat. But there, I'm going to get into the different kinds of publishers. But as a publisher, most of us start off as our own publishers because we are the only ones that are marketing the music and pushing it in front of people and trying to figure out how to get more people to hear the music, right? So a lot of us will start off as our own publishers. So that's very important, all right? So publishers find money. How can you get paid? Through sheet music, toy music box. Like I have a music box. This is not the one that I had in mind, but I currently have one right in front of me. I don't know. We've only just begun, but I don't know the artist of this. But when people make these music boxes, so that would be an example of a music box. I don't know if y'all like those. I also have one for myself that I ordered for myself before I came to Atlanta. And it actually plays the song When You Wish Upon a Star. And I learned the lyrics and I would sing that to myself, and it's very symbolic. And on the back, I had etched in the back of it, "Don't lose sight." I need to take a picture of that and post it one day, actually. Sorry, True. But yeah, so that would be an example of a music box, okay? Also, lyrics printed in a book, okay? Song printed in magazine, background music in stores, foreign recording and lyric translation, TV or radio ads, TV theme songs, home video use, movie soundtrack, CDs and tapes covers. So you might cover an entire project or you might just do a single song. Radio, TV, or web performance, streaming, live rendition by concert act. Okay. So those are some examples of the ways that you could get paid for your music. All right. Hope y'all are taking notes. Now, what kind of publishers are there? What kind of publishers do we have? So if you look in the All You Need to Know About the Music Business book by Donald Passman, then he categorizes them in four different categories: the 900-pound gorillas, the major affiliates, the standalones, the writer publishers. I'm going to break it down even more. First up, you have the majors. These are major companies such as Sony, ATV, EMI, Warner Chappell, and Universal, all of which are affiliated with record companies. There's also Cobalt and BMG rights. Okay. I've not actually heard of BMG, or maybe I have, but I just didn't realize it. But those are the major players that you usually hear of. So the major publishers, Sony, ATV, EMI, that's one thing. And then there's Warner Chapel, that's another. And then there's Universal, okay? All affiliated with major record companies. There's the major indies, so they're independent, but they are still major because a lot of their administration is handled by majors, okay? But these are smaller independent publishing companies with staff whose administration is handled by majors, all right? So that's indie, but kind of major, you know? And then there's the writer publisher, which is what new artists are most likely going to be. We are our own publishers until we sign with a publisher. I need y'all to get that through your head. I brought it up when we talked about the copyright. That's your responsibility until you sign with another publisher, right? So sign with one, you sign with a publisher to push your records and get it to show up in more places and give it more visibility. Until you become a bigger act and you sign with a publisher, that is your responsibility as an artist. But something else that I should point out, the writer does not necessarily have to be the artist, you know? But most of us, we are the artist and the writer. Like, we're the artist and the writer. So keep that distinction in mind as well. So the next thing that we need to talk about when it comes to music publishing, all right? Music publishing is the business side of your creativity. How are you going to make money from this? In the layman's terms, in the most simplest terms I could put it, all right? Now, something else you got to understand when it comes to publishing is splits. And I'm going to try to explain this as best as I can. It's really simple, but kind of difficult until you get it. You know what I mean? So there's such a thing as splits. If you've ever heard of split sheets, think of the song as a pie, all right? It's a circle. It's 100%. The pie represents 100%. Okay. If we're dealing with BMI, then that 100% would equal 200 points, but the percentage is still the same, all right? You got two writers, okay? Most people will express this a little differently, but there are two writers on a song when it comes to the splits. There's the composer and there's the author, okay? The composing writer is the person who created the instrumental, the instrumentation, the beat. Might also be called a producer, okay? That writer is a composer. So composer and producer is the same thing, all right? That's one writer. Writer number two is the author, okay? This is the person who wrote the song lyrics. So writer number one is the composer or the producer. Writer number two is the author or the song writer, okay? If you're taking notes, I hope you are, if you didn't know this stuff already. Even if you did, take notes because this is a great refresher, all right? And look at us learning and teaching and refreshing together. Anyway, so those are your writers. If you have a pie, the pie is 100%. The standard split is 50-50 down the middle. The composer gets 50%. The author gets 50%. So producer gets 50%. Songwriter gets 50%. That equals 100% of the pie, okay? Now, things can get a little crazy when you have multiple songwriters on one song, but for the most part, the composer will always get 50% unless that is negotiated otherwise. If there are more songwriters involved, songwriters might split the other 50%. So if you have two songwriters, if you have two authors and one composer, the composer's getting 50, the two authors are going to split that 50. Each author would get 25, 25, 25, okay? Now, how does a publisher come into play with this? The publisher has to represent the same percentage as the artist, all right? So if you think of it like an umbrella, this is the part where it gets kind of difficult for me to explain. So, okay, the pie is 100%, right? You've got the two writers, you've got your composer, you've got your author, right? The 50% for the composer and the 50% for the writer, the writers should each have their own publishers. 50% will go to the ownership of one side, 50% will go to the ownership of the other side, okay? So that producer will have their own publisher. technically, the producer gets 25% and the publisher of that producer gets 25%. That 25% equals 50% of the pie, okay? So that entity owns half of the song. The other half of the song, the songwriter gets 25%, the publisher gets 25%, but 50% is the representation of that entity, okay? I hope you understand it. I hope it doesn't go over your head. Sometimes these things can get a little difficult to understand, and it gets complicated, like I said, when you introduce more songwriters. So if you could just keep one producer, one songwriter, that's a great situation. It's less headache, honestly. And people are not fighting over percentages, which I've been in those situations. I've been written out of situations that I was clearly involved in. So big deal to understand what splits are, okay? The publisher share must match the writer's share. If the publisher and the writer is one entity, then the producer side gets 50, the songwriter side gets 50, all right? Just understand that. Okay, let's move on. Now, how do you get paid? To get paid with publishing, right? To get paid for your music, you must sign up with a PRO. A PRO is a performance rights organization. There are three main ones, maybe four actually. There's four that was actually mentioned in the Donald Passman book in All You Need to Know About the Music Business. But there's ASCAP, which stands for American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. There's BMI, that's not Body Mass Index. It's Broadcast Music Incorporated, okay? There's CSAC, which originally stood for Society of European Stage Actors and Composers, but now stands for CSAC. Of the three, ASCAP and BMI are by far the largest, as CSAC only has about 10% of the US performing rights. There's also a much newer company. This edition was 2015, right? So as of 2015, there was also Global Music Rights, started by Irving Azoff. This one is making moves in this space by signing up major writers. And since it seems to be a rule that every PRO have nickname initials, they're known as GMR, okay? Donald Passman is a really funny guy. Okay, I personally signed up with ASCAP because their sign up process is just easier and their platform looks prettier. I don't think they even charge anymore, whereas when I came on, it was like $50 for the songwriting side, $50 for the publisher side, but I think it's free to get on with them now. But, okay, so you sign up with a performance rights organization, Performance Rights, PRO, ASCAP, BMI, CSAC are going to be the majors in the United States, okay? You have what are called mechanical fees, which is whenever an audio recording is created and distributed. So think CD Baby, DistroKid, TuneCore, United Masters, right? These are records, these are tapes, these are CDs, and now that term can include streams, okay? You have synchronization fees, and if anybody tuned into the live has any questions, let me know and I will try to answer as best I can. You have synchronization fees, which is combining recorded music with visual images, music videos, movies, TV, but mostly movies and TVs is what's meant by sync fees. Synchronization, sync for short, S-Y-N-C, okay? Transcription fees, which I did not know this is what this was called, but transcription fees, that's used to describe radio and background music. Think of the music you hear in stores, like H&M, Forever 21. What was I about to say? Body Central, Bed Bath Beyond. Pretty much every store is playing music in the background. Even the gym at Planet Fitness is playing background music. But stores, malls, restaurants, hotels, airlines, offices, elevators. I'm trying to get elevator music. Telephones, etc. Like, you remember when people would call you? Like, I think they call it a callback tone. But when people call you and there's like a song playing until they pick up the phone, yeah, that's what they mean by that. Transcription fees. can you call them trans fees? No, let's not get into that. Anyway, there's also performance fees. This is the right of the copyright holder to grant licenses for public performances of the music. Whether the performance is over the airwaves, on the internet, in concerts, or in various types of public venues, from restaurants to shopping centers, etc., etc. Think radio, think internet, think live show, think TV, all of those things, okay? That's how you get paid. So, again, I want to reiterate that most of the time, us as newer artists, we are the publisher starting out. Think of the publisher as the pusher man, all right? The artist or the writer, they got the product, that's the drugs, all right? The publisher is the drug dealer trying to convince you why this product is so dope and why you need to keep getting more and why you need to come to us to get more. That's good. I never thought of it that way. Not like it's a new analogy, but you know, I think that's a cool way to think of it. All right. So I hope this episode helped. I'm going to send this to Mr. Stafford once it's edited and uploaded and let him know, hey, check it out, because he's the one who requested it. Thank you for requesting. If anybody else has any more questions about publishing, let me know and we'll do another episode of Lex Chat. But this is just a basic episode to help you to understand what is music publishing, why is it so important to us as artists. You have to register for your copyrights and you have to push your music, okay? What opportunities can you create for your music? For me, I recently got a placement on Love and Hip Hop, so that's an opportunity. I've had a couple songs placed in films. That's another opportunity. When you get it played on radio, even internet radio, that's another opportunity. And that's by my own grit, my own sweat and tears, pushing my music, meeting people, pitching myself to people so that people will want to place my music into their shows, into their movies, and then going to showcases and performing. That's another way to get money from it and to bring awareness to your music. And yeah, so just remember, music is the product, publisher is the drug dealer. That's a weird motion, isn't it? Music is the product, publisher is the drug dealer, pushing the product, okay? You are both until you get to a certain level. You are both. So it's your responsibility to push your music. Advertise it, market it, promote it, okay? I hope this helped. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment down below if you have any questions or if you want to add on. Some people might want to know about Harry Fox Agency and maybe the MLC. If I understand correctly, Harry Fox Agency, it's like the publisher's publisher. So if you are your own publisher right now, it's a good idea for you to sign up with the Harry Fox Agency because they will do even more digging to get you paid when you get stuff placed. You know what I mean? So, but we can get into that in another episode. There's also Sound Exchange. We can get into that into another episode, but make sure you like, share, subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to my patrons, Mr. Flat Scholes and Eldon Cleary. Thank you guys for supporting me. If you're listening or watching and you would like to support me so I can bring more valuable content like this to you, then you can do so by going to, oh, my computer went to sleep. But you can do so by going to patreon.com/LexiATL. That's patreon.com/LexiATL, all right? Remember to check out the Love Reset album. I had Lovers in This War playing at the beginning. You can also buy physical copies at my website, LexiATL.com. That's LexiATL.com. And as a final reminder, the next virtual coffee date will be on Sunday, April 7th. Alrighty. But thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you got some value from this episode. My name is Lexi. Until next time, peace.
your world.